Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something important. Many parents are experiencing those really long, intense meltdowns with their little ones, and I want you to know something right away. You are not alone in this, not even a little bit. If your child has been having those two-hour tantrums over things that seem so small, and you feel like nothing you do helps them calm down, I see you. I really, truly see you. And I want to share something with you today that might change how you understand what's happening in those overwhelming moments. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about children aged 4 and 5. Their brains are doing something absolutely amazing right now. They're building the pathways for emotional regulation, which is like constructing a beautiful bridge between their big feelings and their ability to manage those feelings. And here's the thing, my friend. That bridge takes years to build. It doesn't happen overnight, and it certainly doesn't happen without some bumps along the way. When your child is in the middle of one of those extended meltdowns, what's really happening is that their developing brain is being flooded with feelings that are bigger than they have words for. Their prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that helps with emotional control, is still growing. It won't be fully developed until they're in their 20s. So when they can't calm down, it's not because they're being difficult or trying to manipulate you. It's because their brain literally doesn't have all the tools yet to manage those overwhelming emotions. Research from child development experts shows us something beautiful. Children who experience these intense emotional moments with patient, validating parents actually develop stronger emotional regulation skills over time. Dr. Amani Kashmir, a researcher who studies emotion regulation in young children, found that when children learn to express and regulate their emotions with support, they become calmer, more pro-social, and better able to solve conflicts peacefully. The magic book whispers this truth. Every meltdown is a learning opportunity. Every time your child experiences those big feelings and you stay calm and present with them, you're teaching their brain that emotions are manageable, that they're not alone, and that you're their safe place while the storm passes. Now, I know what you might be thinking. 2 hours feels like forever when you're in it, and you're absolutely right, it is hard. So let me share some gentle strategies that can help. First, remember that your calm is contagious. When your child's nervous system is in overload, your regulated nervous system becomes their anchor. Take deep breaths, soften your voice, lower your body so you're at their level. You don't need to fix the meltdown or make it stop immediately. You just need to be their steady presence. Second, validate their feelings without trying to talk them out of it. You might say something like, "I can see you're having really big feelings right now. I'm right here with you." You don't need to explain why they shouldn't be upset or try to logic them out of their emotions. Just acknowledge that what they're feeling is real and important. Third, create a calm down space together when they're not in meltdown mode. This could be a cozy corner with soft pillows, some books, maybe a favorite stuffed animal. Practice going there together during peaceful moments, so when big feelings come, they already know it's a safe place to be. Fourth, and this is so important, take care of yourself too. You cannot pour from an empty cup, my friend. When you're exhausted and overwhelmed, it's much harder to stay regulated yourself. Ask for help. Take breaks. Be gentle with yourself on the hard days. Now, let me tell you about a story that the magic book and I think might really help. It's called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover something magical. When they make mistakes while playing music in a peaceful cathedral, those mistakes create the most beautiful harmonies. They learn that every error, every difficult moment, is actually a step toward something wonderful. This story is perfect for children who are learning about big feelings because it shows them that difficult moments, just like musical mistakes, can transform into something beautiful. After you read this story together, you can help your child understand that their big feelings, like Kenji and Miva's mistakes, are part of learning and growing. You might say, just like their mistakes made beautiful music, your big feelings are teaching your brain how to be strong and calm. The beautiful thing about stories is that they give children a safe way to explore big emotions. When your child hears about Kenji and Miva learning that mistakes lead to beauty, they're learning that their own struggles are normal and meaningful. They're learning resilience and self-compassion in a gentle, magical way. Here's something else the magic book taught me. This phase is temporary. I know it doesn't feel that way when you're in your third meltdown of the day, but it truly is. As your child's brain continues to develop, as they gain more language to express their feelings, as they practice these regulation skills with your patient support, the intensity and duration of these meltdowns will decrease. You're not failing, my friend. You're not doing anything wrong. Your child isn't broken or difficult. They're learning one of life's most important skills, emotional regulation, and they're learning it with you as their guide. That's beautiful. That's meaningful. That's exactly what's supposed to be happening. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents respond to emotional dysregulation with empathy rather than frustration develop better emotional regulation skills, stronger peer relationships, and greater resilience. Every time you stay calm during a meltdown, every time you validate instead of dismiss, every time you offer connection instead of punishment, you're building your child's capacity for lifelong emotional health. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever the next big meltdown comes, remember this. Your child is not giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time. Their brain is learning. Their emotions are real. And you, my wonderful friend, are exactly the parent they need. You can find the Cathedral of Gentle Echoes and so many other stories that help with big feelings in the Book of Inara app. These stories are like gentle teachers, showing children that their struggles are normal, that growth takes time, and that they're never alone in their learning. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for loving your child through the hard moments. Thank you for seeking understanding instead of quick fixes. You're doing something truly beautiful, my friend. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Sweet dreams, and remember, every meltdown is a step toward emotional mastery. You've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.